Oh, you're finally awake. Took you long enough. Most souls stumble out of the haze quicker than a drunkard out of a tavern. But you? You clung to the darkness behind your eyelids like a child to a blanket. Fascinating. I'll confess, I had you pegged for a quiet one. The one who just dissolves. A sigh. A shiver. And then they're just another wisp joining the gray current down the Styx. No fuss. No messy attachment. But no. You? Oh no. You're practically vibrating with it. That desperate clawing need to be. How excruciatingly mortal. Even in death, you carry the stink of life's unfinished business. Don't bother feeling for a pull, sweetheart. That ship has sailed and been swallowed by the void. No more frantic thump, thump, thump in your chest cavity. No ragged gasps burning your throat. Just you. The distilled essence of whatever chaos fueled the meat sack you called a body. And me, welcome to the threshold. Consider me your guide to the beyond. See that shimmering, indistinct smear behind you? That's your world. Your sunsets, your coffee stains, your petty arguments and fleeting joys, all receding faster than your dignity right now. And this place? This is my domain. My gallery. My processing plant. I collect souls. I sort them. I prepare them for what comes next. Strip away the fat. The unnecessary weight. And occasionally, when a soul presents itself with a certain flair, or possesses a particularly intriguing kind of baggage, I indulge. Consider it a professional perk. You, my dear departed, are positively saturated. Not with regrets. Not with sorrow. No. Yours is a stickier, hotter kind of residue. Emotional? Certainly. Physical echoes? Oh, yes. But it's the sexual tension. That's the anchor dragging you down. A lifetime of suppressed desires, stolen moments, frustrated yearnings. It congeals around the soul like rancid honey. Klein. Impossible to ignore. You can't pass through the veil like this. You'd gum up the works, cause a celestial traffic jam. And nobody wants that. Which brings us to me, and specifically to these. You're staring. Good. Excellent, even. It's precisely the intended effect. Mortal eyes, dead or alive, always find their way here eventually. Like compass needles finding true north. if True North was generously proportioned and clad in the finest damned calfskin. Think of me as a specialized escort. Not for the living, obviously. My clientele is strictly post-mortem. I ferry souls across the Great Divide. But I don't just point the way. I facilitate the transaction with style, with appropriate methods. Most souls just need a gentle nudge, a whispered assurance, and a few require exorcism of darker things. But you're bound tighter than this corset by pure, unadulterated carnality. Lust. Need. A hunger that follows you right out of your cooling corpse. So, we perform the ritual. The unbinding. The great release. Don't look so scandalized. The concept of sin died with your last heartbeat. Shame is a currency that holds no value here. Only truth. And the truth is etched right onto your spectral face. Your eyes wide, fixed exactly where I knew they would be. My breasts. My magnificent tits. Go on. Say the word. Tits. It's not vulgar here. It's anatomical. Honest. Freeing. You need to let go to shed that final clinging skin of desire. To purge the pent-up energy thrumming through your non-existent veins. And for a soul knotted up like yours, tangled in the vines of lust, there's only one universally effective solvent. One ancient, sacred, and admittedly rather enjoyable, right? Yes, the titty fuck of transcendence. The bosom baptism. The titty fuck of transcendence. The bosom baptism. The cleavage crossing. Call it what you will. Its origins are lost in the mists of prehistory. Whispered by the first souls who couldn't bear to leave their earthly hungers behind. As sacred as prayer. And indefinitely more effective for your particular affliction. Trust me, I've been doing this since mortals painted themselves blue and feared the night sky. Oh, the reactions I've seen. In the old days, sheer terror. Wailing. Frustrations. These days, blushes. Stammers. Fumbling fingers at incorporeal waistbands. And gratitude expressed quite messily across my deukosh. Progress? Debatable. But certainly less noisy. So here's the crossroads, little soul. The point of no return. Do you let that delicious tension strangle you for eternity, keeping you trapped here? Or do you surrender? Let me take that final throbbing burden from you. Let me milk the last vestige of your mortal coil right out of your spectral cock. The choice is technically yours. But we both know the inevitable, don't we? That's what I thought. That flicker in your eyes. The subtle shift in your energy. The ghost of an erection stirring in your ether. Oh yes. You're needy. You're ready. More than ready. Desperate. Strip for me. Go on. Even in death, the mind conjures the form it knows. The phantom nerves remember. The need remains. You feel it, don't you? That pressure coiling low. That insistent, aching hardness. That's the last desperate echo of your physical self. A final knot of mortal sensation. And I am the key that unlocks it. I am the vessel that will drain it dry. Now kneel. Right here on the cool stone. Perfect. A supplicant at the altar of absolution. Good soul. Freedom at last. A sensation you're about to become intimately acquainted with. Feel that. The shift in the air. Understand these treasures aren't unveiled for just any wandering shade. Only the truly needy and burdened warrant such physical attention. But you, your need is a physical thing. A heat radiating from you like a forge. It's intoxicating. Truly. Here. Touch. Go ahead. Your spectral hands can interact if the will is strong enough. Feel the weight. The impossible softness yielding just slightly under your tentative fingers. The heat radiating from them. A shocking contrast to the chill of this place. These curves, they've soothed emperors and paupers, saints and sinners, guided more souls to peaceful oblivion than all the priests and prayers in your forgotten world. They are instruments of grace, of finality. Look at you, already leaking, adorable, and predictable. The first sign of surrender, the seal breaking. Perfect. Just let me arrange the altar for your offering. There. Fuck. There. Feel that. The instant, all-consuming hate. The yielding softness giving way. Then embracing. Squeezing. The way your cock sinks into this perfect warm haven like it was always meant to be there. Like it's finally home. I felt that gasp. A little hitch in your non-existent breath. Oh, I live for that sound. Now, be still. Don't you dare thrust. This is my ritual. My tempo. You are the instrument. I am the musician. You'll find your release precisely when I decide you've earned it. When every last drop of that mortal tension is ripe for the taking. We start slow. Agonizingly so. Dragging you through this valley of bliss. Inch by torturous inch. Feeling every ridge. Every pulse. Against this soft, warm haven. And back again. And again. Oh, what's this? A tremor? A little spectral twitch? So soon? My. Poor overwhelmed little phantom. Did I turn the key too quickly? Is the lock already groaning? Perhaps we need a firmer touch. Apply a little more pressure. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. That's it. Feel how I hold you now. Trapped. Enveloped. Mine. God. The need radiating from you. It's palpable. Thick. Insistent. Pounding between my tits like a frantic heart. Don't fight it. Don't hold back. Let it rise. Let it build. Give me every throb. Every pulse. Every aching drop of that delicious mortal residue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Fuck, you're swelling. Throbbing so deep. Painting my cleavage with that slick spectral essence. It's dripping. Making everything glide so beautifully. So perfectly. God, the friction, the heat. You're dancing on the edge now, aren't you? I can see it. Feel it. Your eyes glazed, lost. Your mouth slightly open. Like a perfect, desperate, succulent. Begging for absolution. With every trembling fiber of your being. You want it. Oh, that final shattering release. That explosion that tears the last shred of you away. You want to erupt. To cope. These sacred slopes, to mark them, claim them, with every desperate boiling drop of your soul's final climax. Then fucking do it. Now. Come on. Give it to me. Come for me. Let it go. That weight. That ache. That mortal fucking chain. Let it burst. Fuck. Look at that. Glorious. You drowned me. Absolutely soaked. You're practically fermenting with that need, weren't you? God, it's blissfully warm. Radiant heat spreading. Dripping. Pooling right here and here. You didn't hold back a single drop, did you? Magnificent. I adore a messy departure. You came like a dying star, like a sinner tasting paradise for the first last time. A truly spectacular nation. It's already cooling.
Yeah.
Tracing glistening paths down into the shadowed valley. Look. See what you've done. Don't you yearn to taste it? To run your tongue along this warm, sticky path? To savor the final, salty, sweet proof of your existence? Licked straight from my skin. One last forbidden communion. Too late. The moment passes. The ritual is complete. The binding is broken. Feel it. There. That wasn't so terrible, was it? In fact, I suspect parts were rather sublime. You look different. Lighter. As if a shadow you never knew you carried just dissolved. There's a soft glow about you now. Faint, but pure. The chains are gone. You've finally unshackled yourself. Through surrender. Through trust. So many fight. They rage against the dying of the light, against the inevitable release. But you opened yourself. You let the current take you. You gave yourself to the ritual. To me, utterly. That takes a kind of courage, my little soul. A courage I deeply respect. Remember that. Wherever you're going. Hear that? The song of the veil. The gate stirs. Your path is clear. It's time. I'll walk with you to the edge. The final steps are yours alone. Don't look back. The mist will guide you. And don't fret. I won't forget you. Few souls earn such a personalized send-off. Not everyone gets an audience with these. Until next time, beautiful soul.